Lesson 15, Exercise 3. Listen to a radio program about fame. Use the strategies and answer the questions in your book.
Good evening and welcome to Spotlight. This week's look at the media. Tonight we're going to look at fame. We have Dr. Lindbrow from Florida State University in the studio.
Good evening.
Dr. Lindbrow, you've just written a book called The Price of Fame. Could you tell us why celebrities are so important nowadays?
Well, of course, fame's not just a modern thing. The idea of the celebrity developed in the USA in the 1920s with radio, cinema, and glossy magazines. Sports stars, singers, and above all, film stars became superstars, like the incredibly famous Rudolph Valentino. There were scenes of mass hysteria wherever Valentino went. Huge crowds of fans tried to get near him, screaming and pushing, and girl fans fainted and went crazy in the cinema when he appeared on the screen.
As early as the 1920s?
Yes, as early as that. But celebrities have become much bigger with today's mass media. This has happened in every country all over the world.
And what are the advantages of fame?
Well, the obvious thing is that celebrities can get enormous amounts of money, of course. Hollywood stars can demand huge contracts nowadays. Film stars and other celebrities can also make a fortune from advertising. For example, some footballers and basketball players make literally millions of dollars from advertising sports clothes or soft drinks.
But the title of your book suggests that there is a price to pay for fame.
Yes, that's right. There are disadvantages. Nowadays, celebrities find it more and more difficult to hide from the press, especially the paparazzi, the aggressive photographers. The paparazzi will do anything to get an exclusive photo, which they can sell to a newspaper or a magazine.
As was the case with Princess Diana.
Sure. And it's not just the media, but their own fans who follow them everywhere. John Lennon, the famous member of the Beatles, was murdered by one of his own fans outside his apartment in New York.
Yes, I remember. Terrible.
Yes, it was. And once you're famous, people expect you to be successful all the time. There's a lot of pressure on you to make another good film, make another best-selling album, score more goals. Celebrities suffer from a lot of stress. And, you know, many of them have died young, like Rudolph Valentino, who I mentioned earlier, or Marilyn Monroe, or James Dean.
And many celebrities seem to lead a fast life. Are they at greater risk?
Yes, they are. James Dean is a good example. He starred in 3 hugely successful movies before he was 23 years old. His career was moving very fast. He was a cult figure for American youth, and as you know, he died in a crash, driving a fast sports car.
Tell us, Dr. Lindbrow, what do you think about the suggestion?